The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC. Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. Time again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here are your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
We're back, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680, and I am researching Richard's questions for sure. As far as packing out of deer, I don't know that there's anything in the regulations that specifically covers that, but I will continue to look. I may not have the answer this week. Same way with a felony, if it's a felony to possess a regulated firearm, that has been excluded from the handgun, you know, by the handgun roster or by definition. If you're a felon, of course, if you have committed a felony, it is a felony to possess a firearm. And there's a lot of lengthy things online that you can let's see. Here we go. Thank you, Christina. Good morning, by the way. Yes, good morning to you. All right. Here's section 4-306. Except as otherwise provided in this subtitle, a person who violates this subtitle is guilty of a misdemeanor and on conviction is subject to imprisonment not exceeding 3 years or a fine not exceeding $5,000 or both. There's that answer to question two. Thank you for the research. I appreciate that. It's article criminal law, section 4-306. Very nice, very nice. Appreciate that. Then we've got, there we got somebody fishing. That's Joe. And, how about that? Very nice, Joe. Joe is, sitting at his place there on the dock, and he's reading Maryland Loves Crabs. How about that? Maryland Loves Crabs magazine. A lot of information in there, that's for sure. Oh, all right, Lee. I'll get back to you in just a minute. All right, 410 WCBM 680. We're giving away fishing tackle. We're getting over text here this morning, which is great. A couple from Lee, a couple from Joe, a couple from Christina. So we're just having a good time here this morning on America's 250th birthday, our anniversary of the signing of the Declaration of Independence, the 4th of July, when the great celebrations that we have going on across this country, and we hope that you're able to participate in some way, that's for sure. Any callers on the line, Aaron?
No, not right now. Waiting for the first and hour number two.
All right, giving away fish and tackle. And it's a bass fishing package from Tackle Box Tim Sherman and High Tide Lures. And that will be given away the last Saturday of the month, as normal. By the way, I did talk to the muzzleloaders are here for September, October, and November. They're ready to go. I did talk to the Hawk rep the other day. He's got three scopes in the mail to us. And we're gonna collect those, and we'll have our favorite gunsmith there at Tuckahoe Gunworks and Hydrographics do the scope mounting as he did last year. And whoever wins a muzzleloader will also win a great scope, a muzzleloader straight wall shotgun scope, just like last year, from the fine folks at Hawk Optics, H-A-W-K-E. And they're also working on their promotion, too, for August, September, October, which will help us a lot. So there you go. And what else do I want to say? Maryland Hunting Quarterly. We're working on the fall issue. We're looking for great pictures for the cover. Deer, waterfowl, small game if you want. They've just got to be a sharp, tasteful picture. And we can clean them up a little bit, but, people know how to take pictures now. Full size on your phone, email it to ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. and we'll reach out to a couple people and see if they've got any good cover stuff. So we designed an ad for a customer the other day using AI, and they sent us a hand-drawn image that they, you know, that they're using on their business card. We went on AI. I'm not sure which one my designer used. I think it was ChatGPT. We asked for a black Labrador Retriever with a duck, mallard duck in its mouth, looking into the sky with a flock of ducks or geese going overhead, and cattail marsh in the background. Perfect. It came through perfectly. It looks absolutely fantastic. The customer was thrilled. You know, of course, you got a hand-drawn image on there, and somebody comes back with that. AI is amazing, and we're going to utilize that for ad design, which is perfect for us. It helps a lot, and it saves time, that's for sure. So, anyway, we're looking for new sponsors on the or new advertisers in Maryland Hunting Quarterly for the fall issue. So, if you know a taxidermist or a drone pilot or a meat shop near you, a gun dealer or archery shop, let's talk to them. We'll be more than glad to do that, and we thank you for that. You can email that ellis@ellisoutdoors.com. You can text it to me on our phone number, which is available on the website, Ellis Outdoors, under contact. Or, you know, just give me a call, and we'll talk about it. Anyway, that's all the that's business there. So, got it. Oh, there's the flyover. Yeah, look at that. That's cool, Lee. Appreciate that. very interesting. Oh, what do you got going on there? I'm looking at a video of somebody reeling in a fish. And somebody smiling at the camera. And what is it? I'm assuming that is a commercially caught rockfish. Looks like it. Yep. Two. No. Yes. What are they? I'm not sure. Yep. Rockfish. Okay, 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And, all right, let's talk to Lee.
Hi, Alan. Good morning.
Is that a doubleheader on rockfish?
Oh, that's my buddy's first. He was throwing a topwater. I don't know if you remember the lure. It was called a producer.
Yeah, I do.
It was, and I'd love to get hold of some of those things because they really have an easy action to create. You know, it's a twitch bait.
Yeah.
But very easy lure to work. And I wanted to get a little video of him catching a fish. Well, lucky enough, I got a picture of him with two stripers on one lure, you know, one on each hook.
And, yeah.
You know, he got him in, and we were doing a catch and release after we were just recreational fishing that day.
Right.
And, I'll tell you, there's a really nice slush of fish in the Patapsco right now. And then the way I like to fish with lures and jigs and whatnot, most everybody is eeling the upper bay, but wow, what a fun evening! We just went out for we didn't get on the water till 5 o'clock in the afternoon, you know, because of the heat. It was I can't remember. It was either Tuesday or Wednesday this
right.
past week, and just between the wind and everything else, see, we've had some windy afternoons and days. And just did topwater fishing in the skinny water of the Patapsco. We got a handful of structures that hold fish. And we did that for the endurance of the timeout fishing. But what a good time.
Right.
And prior to that, we did catch a handful jigging around the Dundalk Marine Terminal. And,
right.
Stuff like that. So the jig bite's still on there too, but there's definitely more fish coming in because they got the pretty purple blue color to them and the sea lice and
nice
whatnot. I'll tell you one thing, Alan. The fish I caught commercially,
yeah,
I was cleaning them, Alan, and I was amazed at the number of little blue crabs in them.
No kidding.
Yes, Alan. I always had a friend who, he was a crabber, and he always made a comment. He said, check out your rockfish, even if it doesn't look like there's much. Well, it's just like a little pencil thing in their stomach full of they were little teeny blue crabs.
Hmm.
And not just one or two. But
take a picture someday. Take a picture someday. I'd love to see that.
Yeah, next time I'll probably commercial Monday or Tuesday, and I know when I'll be cleaning them. You'll notice that, Alan, when you're cleaning the fish, you get a yellow, greasy color sometimes when you cut into the fish. Well, I think that's the decomposing of a blue crab and or oily fish too. But the yellow seems I relate more to crabs. That would be a good question for a biologist.
That would be a good question. Well, send me a picture, and we know a couple biologists, don't we?
Yeah, I know you do.
And the
best you know.
By the way, Rudy texted me the other day, and he said the air temperature on Saturday, which is a free fishing day, ladies and gentlemen, don't need a license to go fishing today. Rudy said that remind the listeners that the air temperature is going to be important to catch and release. It's going to be tough. But he said it's also similar temperatures to what they did when they did the hooking study on the flats. In these kind of temperatures. So it is possible, for the fish to survive, provided they're not gut hooked. But, it's keep them in the water, de-hook them under, that type of thing.
Yeah.
So it's
Well, I'll tell you, I have gut hooked fish with the eels.
Yes.
But the good thing is we are commercial fishing.
Right.
And, we're just taking them, but for the wreck and myself, I have done catch and release with the eels too.
Right.
If you get it gut hooked and you're struggling to think you're going to get that hook out, just cut it off.
Yeah.
Cut it off, and hopefully that fish will survive.
Hopefully, as long as you know. You damage the internal organs, though. There's not much chance. It might not. It might not. It depends on the hook, too. Stainless hook is going to be tough. Stainless hook is going to be tough to dissolve.
Yeah.
So.
Are the Alan? I'm going to be stupid. You're talking about hooks. A black nickel hook? Is that?
That's going to be difficult to decompose. Yeah.
Uh huh.
Anything other than the old Eagle Claw steel bronze hook,
Okay. Yeah, the ones that rust in my tackle box.
That's the ones. Yeah, those are the ones.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
But
the other good idea is, push the barb down on your hook.
Yeah.
So it can come out easier, so you're not, if you do try to retrieve it a little bit deep and try to release the fish, you push that barb down, that'll slide that hook out a lot easier than, tearing that flesh on the way out, so.
I remember last year, the fourth came on a hook day where I could commercial.
Right.
I think I told you this. I went around the Baltimore Harbor, gathering fish that were, going to die anyway. And I would use them in my commercial. But it's a shame I know, what is it, the month of August now is going to be the closure, but.
Yeah.
It's a
month too late.
Yes, Alan, absolutely. But it's just using thinking and if you're like to fish with lures and whatnot, just consider single hook stuff and jigs and whatnot, and just be religious about getting them back in the water ASAP.
Right.
It's not hard to do, but it's sometimes you got to educate yourself as to the correct way of doing it, and if you have to get a picture, do it quick and just get it back.
That's right. But just got Rudy just checked in. He had a comment on the yellow stuff that you're finding. He said you might be cutting into the gallbladder while you're cutting into the body cavity. The yellow fluid might be bile.
Okay.
Just a thought from our, you know, one of our favorite biologists.
I should have. The gallbladder, is that near the stomach cavity? 'Cause
it would be, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's near the head, because when, you know, I make the initial cut in behind the head, that's when I notice it.
That's probably what you're doing.
Yeah. So. Well,
there you go.
Regardless.
It's there.
It's there, and I see it frequently.
Yep. So.
Okay,
all right, buddy. Well, have a happy 4th.
Huh? Yeah, everybody have a good 4th.
Yes, indeed. It's attached to the liver, by the way.
Attached to the liver. Well, I'll have to Google that and figure out what
right.
it is. I know it stains the meat too.
Sure.
When I get thin, I actually cut it off and
yeah.
And remove that section. But all gotcha. Right, everybody have a good holiday.
All right, Lee. Be Quincy for us, but do your forensic investigation and your necropsy, and we'll figure out what that yellow stuff is.
Okay.
Talk to you later.
If I get someone with the crabs, I'll get pictures. See you, Alan.
See you, buddy. Bye-bye. There he goes. Oh, my goodness. All right. Hey, you know what? Backyard Billy's. Oh, great places to go. I'm going to talk about heating your house on the hottest day of the year. How about that? You have a fireplace in your house that you never use. There's a big hole in your wall, and you're wondering, you know, what can I do with that? It looks nice, but why can't I utilize that? Well, you can. Get a gas fireplace insert from Hearth America at Backyard Billy's, or get a wood fireplace, or a pellet, or even an electric if you live in a place where, you know, gas or wood is restricted, like a housing development or, home, whatever. You know what I'm talking about. If you're ruled by an HOA is what I'm going to say. And you got a fireplace and you want to use it? There you go. Electric fireplace insert. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. They've got them all. Now, I've got the gas, and they run on propane or, city gas is what we're doing right now. We got an Enviro EX35 gas fireplace insert. Beautiful, beautiful frame. Remote control works great. Set the temperature. It's off right now, of course, but set the temperature in a cold day. If I want it to be 78 degrees in here, I set it on 78. It heats it. Well, I don't ever get it that high, but let's say if I want it to be 72 and it's zero outside, I'll set that gas fireplace insert. It'll heat the room up. And when it gets to that temperature, it'll go right back off. So I love the convenience of the remote control. And Backyard Billy's did the installation of everything, including the stone back wall, the fireplace itself, the mechanism, the chimney, all that. And, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's carries Enviro, Regency, and other top brands. And check out the freestanding wood and pellet stoves as well for your primary or alternative heat sources. That's for sure. BackyardBilly's.com. Stop by the showroom. They're open 7 days a week. Hearth America has a Facebook page. Give them a call at 410-827-4500. A lot of those units are on sale now during the hottest season, but you can set it up for installation when it gets a little cooler, and you'll be ready to go. 410-827-4500. Open 7 days a week. Route 50, exit 44B. Evans Avenue, Graysonville. If it's heat you want, well, other than outside, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's is the fireplace. We'll be right back.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m., and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com.
I was swallowing my coffee. I'm sorry. about that. I just need to tell you, taking a slurp of coffee, about the Sportsman Expo, sponsored by the Maryland Fur Trappers. That's July 31st and August 1st at the Washington County Ag Center at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. There's no charge. Learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl, turkeys, or predators, set a trap line, or just enjoy the outdoors. It's all here. The grounds open at 8 a.m. on Friday with dealers for firearms, archery, fishing, and trapping supply. And day one includes a kids' corner, expert trapping demos, and you can ride along to set up a live trap line. At 6 p.m., there's a crab feast, and there's live music, too. Crab feast tickets are on sale at MarylandFurTrappers.org. On Saturday, 7:30 a.m., ride along to check the trap line. Predator calling demonstration, goose and turkey and duck calling techniques, live and silent auctions, chicken dinner auction, raffles and games, and bucks, bears, stags will be on hand to measure and score your Maryland trophies from 10 till 3. We'll see you Friday, July 31st and August 1st at the Sportsman Expo and the Maryland Fur Trappers. A good time can be had by all. You know what? Spurrier's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads. Just went by there yesterday. Just off Route 50 in Easton. It's near the Walmart and the Giant and all that place. It's on that same street and the bank. Everybody goes on Elliott Road. And that's where the locals get their tires and auto service work done. They're almost all of them in there every day. Featuring American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires, as well as all the top brands, Spurrier's Tire Service has the tires for your car, your truck, any maker model, up to and including dump trucks, tractor trailers, you know, triaxles, all that stuff. Bridgestone and Firestone have a great financing plan, and you can buy your tires on time if you want. And Spurrier's Tire Service has any tire for any machine in your barnyard or your backyard, anything from a garden tractor to a farm tractor and giant farm equipment. They do have a farm service team that goes to the farms and takes care of the tires on the spot. If you own any kind of trailer or ATV, boat trailer, landscape trailer, you name it, or ATV, UTV, Spurrier's has the tires. Spurrier's offers tire repair and full-service automotive repair. They can check and diagnose and repair your vehicle when that shiny old light comes on your dashboard that says, check engine. Spurrier's Farm Service Team, their 24-hour truck service and more has kept Spurrier's customers, including my family and me, satisfied, rural and urban, for over 30 years. And by the way, hey, if you see Mike Spurrier out there in the shop or anywhere around town, tell him you heard about Spurrier's Tire Service on the radio. Stop by, no appointment needed for tires. Give Spurrier's Tire Service a call in Easton at 410-822-7384. Website is spurrierstire.com, 410-822-7384 for Spurrier's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truck Liners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. And MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. And Maryland Spray Linings is just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver. That number is 410-455-0800. 455-0800. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment today to get your MilSpec liner installed.
At Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range, you can practice your wing shooting and sighting your firearms. And now you can relive a bygone era at the new old-time shooting gallery. Plink away at colorful targets just like the carnival days. Use authentic .22 gallery guns and get the ammo right there. 20 shots for only $10. Tons of fun for the kids or grandkids in a controlled environment. You can compete with friends, book a birthday, bachelor, bachelorette party, and have a blast. Located just off Route 50 in Mardella Springs, you'll find a 50-station sporting clays range and a firearms range with distances from 25 to 500 yards. Take Bradley Road to get to Delmarva Sporting Clays. Inside Delmarva Sporting Clays retail store, you can browse new and used firearms in the gun room or select your favorite ammunition. And Delmarva Sporting Clays and Rifle Range will buy or trade your firearm. If you own a collection, they're interested. The website is dscfff.com. Call 410-742-2023. free for Delmarva Sporting Clays, Rifle Range, and brand new old-time shooting gallery.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
People think we're nearing the end of time, but we've had enough and we've drawn the line. Our flag is up since our people went down, and now we're together from the country to town. We live back in the woods, you see. Big city problems never bothered me. But now the world has changed and so have I, and America can survive. America will survive. We can plow our fields all day long. We can catch our fish from dusk till dawn. Yeah, we have toughed it out a time or two. These are dark days, but we're gonna pull through. We grow good old tomatoes. We got hometown pride. America can survive. America is gonna survive. Run. What we got here is freedom and fun. We say grace, we say ma'am. If you don't like that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines, the Rocky Mountains and the big city skyline. Hey, we can hit back. And we're gonna be fine, 'cause this old country can survive. America can survive.
Thank you for the reminder, Hank. We can and do not only survive, but we can thrive, ladies and gentlemen. We're America. No other country in the world like us. We just gotta bring ourselves together. We have to remember that we have freedom in this country, and you have freedom to dissent, and you have freedom to exercise whatever religion you want to exercise. You have the freedom to say anything you want to say. But you know what? This is America. We were founded by a constitution, endowed by our Creator. Let's bring it together. Let's not tear it down. Let's not destroy it. Let's keep what we got, build on it, thrive on it, and stop the hate. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see who texted us now. Gary and Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Hey, man. How are you?
I'm good, man. What's going on?
Hey. Going snakeheading in a tributary in salt water. What kind of bait am I using?
Well, if you want to use bait, get the largest minnows you can get. Hook them under a bobber 6 inches to a foot down if you want to use minnows.
Okay.
Good baits are topwater baits, chatter baits, big old MEP spinner if you want to just throw a spinner out there.
Okay.
A shad bait of some kind. Okay. Something with some green in it, look like a baby bass or something like that. Topwater, there's a lot of frogs and stuff out there. I mean, Clyde's and those folks have giant selections of frogs and spiders and birds and mice and all that stuff. Throw that out there, make it look like some critter struggling to get back to shore.
Okay.
If you're out there and you see a big old ball of bait, like a big red ball of looks like fry.
Right.
There's gonna be mom and pop circling that. If you see that on the surface, start throwing to it. Start throwing into that bait ball and get them ticked off enough to come and smash your lure.
All right. Sounds good. I'll let you know if I get some.
Good luck to you. And they taste delicious, by the way. Don't be afraid of them.
I know. I've eaten them for years.
Have you? Good.
Oh, yeah.
Good,
yeah.
Man.
And they actually sell them at Giant now.
They sell them a lot of places.
Yeah. Last time I was at Giant, they were there.
More expensive than rockfish.
Comparable. Let's put it that way.
Comparable. Okay, comparable.
Comparable because, you know, when the bass are in, the price comes down. You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
All right, man. Wish me luck.
All right, brother. Good luck on the Chesapeake Channa.
Yes. If you call it that, I'm going to call it what I want because this is a free America.
Yeah, I'm not going to be dictated by that either. I call them snakeheads.
All right.
Like it or not.
I love it.
See you, buddy.
Bye.
Bye. Yep, I also call long-tailed ducks old squaws. Indeed. Forget that politically correct stuff. All right. Oh, I like that. Yeah. So, pink frogs, according to Lee, pink frogs. Pink frogs. Okay. We'll try it. Sounds like a plan. Man. 410 WCBM 680. 410-922-6680. We had a little Hank Jr. there. He updated his Country Boy Can Survive to America Will Survive. I love it. I love it. Yes, indeed. I don't know when that song was written, but that's the first we've played it here. I know that for sure. Goodness gracious. Goodness gracious. We talked about Spurries. Did we talk about Clyde Sports Shop? Clyde Sports Shop has a lot of baits for snakeheads. If you're after snakeheads, they have a great series by Tailored Lures and pegs and pegs and pegs of snakehead surface baits, the frogs and mice, the whole deal. And I'm sure he has some pink ones, too. Nice-looking baits, that's for sure, for snakeheads. And they also carry the black salties, which is a big minnow that's used for snakeheads. And I got a tip a while back. Snakeheads, you know, they are a predator like a northern pike or, you know, a pickerel or something like that. The eyes are close to the top of their heads. They're always looking up constantly towards the surface for prey. That's why surface lures are so effective. So you put a minnow down too far, you're going to put it below them. So put it up near the surface. Let that minnow come up on the surface and struggle a little bit. You only need to drop it 6 inches to a foot down underneath your bobber. Get it out there and let it struggle on the surface and let those snakeheads come up and smash it. That's for sure. And Clyde's has all the minnows and bull minnows and old salties or black salties. Not old salties, that's a restaurant. Sorry. A buddy of mine, Mike Gunn's at restaurant. So Clyde's has all the fishing tackle you could need, wonder, imagine, for snakeheads or any other type of fish. St. Croix fishing rods, pen rods and reels, Shakespeare Fluger rods and reels, the famous ugly stick for sure, licenses, lures, and everything for crabbing too. All the crabbing supplies, the traps, the trot lines, the measures, tongs, glove, crab mallets, great selection of nets, baskets, and lids. Even got the aluminum steamers in 20 to 50 quart and their custom crab seasoning. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9, Baltimore 21227. Clyde's been around since 1957, 410-242-6108. ClydeSportsShop.com is the website, and you'll be glad you did. We'll be right back.
Crabs, crabs, crabs! Hunter's Crab and Seafood Market is family-owned and operated seafood market in Graysonville, Maryland. Stop by 4801 Main Street in the heart of Graysonville. Hunter's Crabs is easy to get to from Route 18 or Route 50. Order takeout steamed crabs or shrimp, grab a lunch special, or stop by the seafood counter for a variety of the freshest, freshest fish. Take your crabs home or sit outside with your family and friends. Get your steamed crabs, fresh fish, oysters, crabby, crab cakes, shrimp salad, and soft crabs at Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market, where the local seafood lovers get their favorites. Call Hunter's Crabs at 410-827-8923 for carryout. Check out Hunter's Crabs on Facebook for specials. Open Tuesday through Saturday from 10 a.m. till 7 and Sunday from 10 to 5. Crabs, 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 410-827-8923 for Hunter's Crabs and Seafood Market.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, You can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much and want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment. And you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. At Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. Bel Air Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports, competition, hunting, and home protection. Ammunition, too. Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL handgun qualification license courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. Call 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
God bless America, land that I love. Stand beside her and guide her through the night with a light from above. From the mountains to the prairie, to the ocean,
and God bless America. You got to hear that every holiday, that's for sure. Look, don't be a patriot just today. Be a patriot 365, 24/7, 365. Who's on the line, Aaron? Clay in Owings Mills. Good morning, Clay. How are you this morning?
Hey, good morning, Alan. Happy Independence Day to you and all your listeners.
And to you. Thank you.
That God bless America. I didn't call about this, but I'll have to find it and send it to you. I've got a video of from the 60s, I guess.
Right.
A bunch of Hollywood stars each singing one line.
Right.
Of God bless America. It's got John Wayne, Smothers Brothers, Dick Van Dyke,
wow.
Phyllis Diller. Oh, it's got tons of them. I'll have to find it and send it.
That would be great. I'd love to see that. Yes, indeed.
But the reason I call it. I'm not going to get political about the communists and democratic socialists that are slithering in the government, but I just wanted to say one thing, that we don't bow to kings, we don't bow to dictators. We bow to Almighty God, and that's it.
Well said. Well said. Yes, sir. Absolutely well said. And I'm with
anyway,
you, buddy. All right.
Go ahead.
No, go. You're up.
Happy Independence Day, my friend. I'll talk to you maybe next week.
Sounds like a plan. All right. Happy Independence Day to you, Clay. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. That's a good word right there. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Love to hear from you. Love to get you in the contest to win some great fish and tackle from High Tide Lures and Tackle Box, Tim Sherman. All you got to do is call, leave your name and number. And, hey, Jordan, nice to hear from you, buddy. I got a phone call from you a while back, and I don't think I ever responded. I'm sorry about that. It was a busy time when you sent that. I'm not sure if it was my birthday or whatever, but I thank you for that, so. Yes, good morning. And PA, happy and safe 250th. Be well. Best regards. Be careful out there in the traffic, that's for sure. Holy moly. Anyway. Yeah, there's Lee with a picture of a giant snakehead. He's got, he said it was on a pink chatterbait, a red and pink chatterbait. So I guess they like that color. Don't know why. So snakeheads, another topic. To follow up on, was it Richard's question about the possession of a regulated or a banned firearm? If you possess that prior to the ban, you're fine. If you possess that prior to the ban, you are fine. I bought a couple, I never bought handguns. I bought a couple handguns before the O'Malley ban, years ago. And, what else did I buy? I was inspired to buy an autoloader rifle. I bought a 223-556, but I bought a Ruger Ranch rifle. It doesn't have the folding stock. It doesn't have the fancy rail. It does have a suppressor on, not a silencer, but a one of those screw-on flame suppressors, I guess you say, on the front. Doesn't have a bayonet or any of that kind of stuff, but it works just fine. It works just as well as anybody's AR or AR style modern sporting rifle, and semi-automatic. I've got some magazines that hold more than a few bullets, and they were legal, still legal, and it's fun to shoot. Ruger Ranch rifle, 223-556, just like the R22, Ranch rifle 22. So. It's got a black stock, synthetic stock, and I like it, and I have it, and I will use it if I have to. So, anyway, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Let's see, Joe and Glendon. Let's talk to Joe. Good morning, Joe. How are you this morning?
How are you today? Well, I hear you're good, so I'm doing well. But my reason for my call was I heard about the fishing lures contest, and I said, oh, my grandson just recently told me he was interested in fishing, and he's about 8, and I said, wait a minute, I could get something going, maybe we can enjoy, I'll get a fishing license and take him, and then we could get interested in that, and so I figured, well, I'd tell you, and maybe I can even win a fancy bunch of lures.
You are on the list, my friend.
Thank you.
You are on the list, yes, indeed. And your chances are good. Your chances are as good as anybody.
Yeah, I bet you are. Okay.
I mean, it's not like 700 million people in the lottery. It's just a few more listeners.
Yeah. So. When I do that, I'm just buying bookmarks.
Exactly.
Right.
I like that.
Take good care and enjoy the rest of all of today and well year round.
I will. Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. Thanks for being a patriot. All right. There he goes. 410 WCBM 680. Aaron, do we still have a break to take? I think he's on a call. I don't know. Maybe. Well, let's talk about the fur trappers again. We'll talk about them one more time here. And then we'll talk about backyard billies. You tell me, you want to talk about summer stuff and getting in the outdoors? You want to talk about heating up your house? Probably not a good day for that. 100 degrees today? Be careful out there. You know, the Maryland Fur Trappers are having a Sportsman Expo July 31st and August 1st at the Washington County Ag Center. And we got listeners out there. That's Washington County at 7313 Sharpsburg Pike in Boonesboro, Maryland. Really nice location. There's no charge to attend. You can learn about fur trapping, how to call waterfowl, turkeys, or predators. You can set a trap line and just enjoy the outdoors. It's all right there. Grounds open on Friday at 8 a.m. with dealers for firearms and archery and fishing and trapping supplies. And then features of day one include a kids' corner, expert trapping demos. You can ride along to set up a live trap line. And at 6 p.m., there's a crab feast and live music. The crab feast tickets are on sale online at MarylandFurTrappers.org, MarylandFurTrappers.org. At 7:30, ride along to check the trap line. Predator calling demonstration, duck, goose, and turkey calling techniques, live and silent auctions and more, chicken dinner auctions, raffles and games, bucks, bears, stags. That's right, the official record keeper for Maryland Big Game, bucks, bears, stags, measures, official measures, will be able to measure and score your Maryland trophies, your whitetail bucks, your Sika stags, and your Maryland black bears from 10 till 3. We'll see you Friday, July 31st and August 1st at the Sportsman Expo and Maryland Fur Trappers. We'll be right back.
Cool Ice, that's K-O-O-L, Ice, in Cambridge, has the freshest fish and seafood on the Eastern Shore. If the question is about seafood, the answer is always Cool Ice. Looking for live or steamed hard crabs? Cool Ice. Fresh picked crab meat? Cool Ice. Whole fish, fish fillets, or fish filleted to order? Cool Ice. Fresh or steamed Gulf shrimp or snow crabs? Yeah, Cool Ice, man. Soft crabs, lobsters, or crawfish? Cool Ice. Scallops, octopus, alligator? Cool Ice. Ice. Really. By the bag or block? Yep. Cool Ice. For anglers or crabbers, Cool Ice has alewives, mud shad, frozen peelers, and soft crabs with bullets and chicken necks. Cool Ice is open year-round at 110 Washington Street in Cambridge, Maryland. Visit Cool Ice on Facebook for specials. Give them a call to order. 410-228-2300. That's 410-228-2300 for crabs and seafood. Cool Ice, man. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up Delaney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722. MadonnaSeafood.com. Alan Ellis here for MilSpec Spray-On Truckliners. MilSpec Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market, and MilSpec liners support veterans and military families. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, an angler, a contractor, a farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your MilSpec liner with a nationwide lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle box, crab pots, any kind of tools. Have your MilSpec liner installed at Maryland Spray Linings. That's just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver at 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Superior Linings and Truck Accessories, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These MilSpec liner dealers can install any truck accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. Schedule your appointment to have your truck protected with a MilSpec liner today.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. And now, back to the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Let's talk to Dave in Mount Airy. Good morning, Dave. How are you?
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
Doing well. What can we do for you, sir?
Happy 4th of July to everybody that's listening.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. Back at you.
Does anybody, do they keep statistics on the amount of deer, fawns that are born each year?
No. There's. How would you track it? There's no way to do that. I mean, there's
guesstimates. I don't know. I'm just wondering, because I know the observation out here, we've seen a lot of them out in Mount Airy.
Yep, plenty of fawns.
We're actually seeing the fawns out just right out in the open.
Yeah.
They'll put them down in an area and tell them to stay there until it's time to feed. But
right.
I mean, they're putting them out next to trees and
sure.
in the yard and everywhere else.
That's true. The last two photos of a deer I had on my camera was June 29th. Okay, one at 8:25 p.m. and the next one at 9:16 p.m. So it was still daylight in one, and I think she made her way back, and you know, it was a doe by herself. Then the farmer came in, sprayed on June 30th. He came in and sprayed, I guess he was irrigating his soybeans. I did not have another picture of a deer until July 3rd, which was yesterday, at 2:47. And a doe and two fawns came out, and they stayed out within camera range for about 5 minutes. And I will tell you, one of the two fawns was pretty mature. I mean, for a fawn, she was pretty big. She was getting right up. He or she was getting right up there. But I guess the weather has put them off, but they're hitting those minerals, believe it or not. So
yeah.
I'm using Rack RX365 from Welsh Mountain, and they love it. So anyway, buddy, there's the music. I appreciate that. I hope I answered your question. No way to keep track of the numbers, but it's certainly a good production year from everything I can see.
The azaleas are saying the same.
Good. Good for you. Thank you, sir. Have a great holiday, and enjoy your independence. And there it is, ladies and gentlemen. There's the music. Time for me to remind you about the things that we have here in this country. We have our faith first, our family second, our friends third, but underneath all that is our freedom to be Americans. God bless you. Have a great Independence Day. Remember our country in your prayers. See you next week.